Hey guys, welcome to the All Time Gaming Super Show podcast. Thank you for joining us. On my left, the lovely Roisin.
Hello.
Woo! And on my right, the even more lovely Sam from 101 Facts.
I couldn't get higher than what I did for Roisin, I'm afraid.
Bring the energy, Sam.
I'm trying
bring
to.
It. Bring it.
Energy,
bring it.
Guys. I like it. Let's get it up. Oh, not like that.
Oh, no.
So, before we jump in and catch up on what's been going on in the world of gaming, let's just give a tease on what our main news item is going to be. We're going to be talking about some juicy Assassin's Creed rumors.
Ooh.
And,
boring,
maybe. I mean, we're focusing the whole podcast on that, so hopefully not too boring. But yeah, okay. And like, everyone wants to know where Assassin's Creed is going to be set next, because they've set quite a weird precedent with jumping all over the place, but we'll get into that later. How have you guys been? Sam, let's start with you. It's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
It's been a while, yeah. I've been all right. I think my main memory from last time was us talking about the Fire Festival documentary for about 25 minutes.
Yeah, Bab will not let it go. He's like, you guys were just talking at me for 25 minutes.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's his fault for not seeing it.
Exactly.
But otherwise, I'm good. Anything, good. I did the, I think you guys have done this before, but I did the Mario Kart VR experience at the weekend.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's quality.
It's really, really good.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Hell yeah.
So I enjoyed that a lot. Won the first one.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
Didn't go, the
did you go with anyone from the office, or is it
no
friends?
One from the office? I have
family.
I have some friends, believe it or not.
Don't get out. You don't have friends.
By friends, I mean I met them in the lobby and I was like, "Come on, do you want to come with me?"
Come on.
You're just the weird dude, just always sat in that.
Come
thing,
on.
Like, everyone's waiting for like four spaces to open up, and you're just the one dude always there.
I'm the guy on the roller coaster who just has his own little carriage. And
there's nothing wrong with that, Sam.
Well, you know,
well done.
Thank you. I'm trying, but no, yeah, good.
Have you played any games recently?
I've been playing. Well,
oh,
so I've been playing. I've been pretending to be 16 again. No, not 16, 15.
Oh God, is this
why would anyone bring me up
get
on
weird.
That?
Is this a RuneScape again?
No. Right. Last time I made it clear that I've never played RuneScape. I have played RuneScape
on the phone.
Not that. Oh my God.
Everyone.
A
loves
friend
it.
Of mine did that in a nightclub when a song came.
In a nightclub.
Yeah, a song he liked didn't come on, so he started playing RuneScape as a weird little protest. That was weird.
Weird little protest.
But I've been playing Blades.
Oh, Elder Scrolls Blades, yeah.
Okay.
Which is, you know, we were discussing this before, but it's good for a mobile game, I guess, but then...
I mean, it looks pretty.
It looks pretty.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
It's not the most intuitive thing in the world.
No, have you played it, Roche?
No.
No.
It's very...
You know what, I was really amped for it when they announced it. And then obviously the whole Fallout 76 thing came out, which I didn't mind the game at all. But it did, like, all the press around it just kind of... I don't know, it took away my excitement for this, which is a bit strange. It shouldn't do it. I'm a fickle person.
Yeah, we saw it at E3. I was just watching people play it from over their shoulder because I was just a bit like, it's just a mobile game.
Yeah, it's just a mobile game.
Where you're just arms, right?
Yeah. Well, you're just one. You're just one hand, really. Yeah. And then you can press a button to your shield.
The shield just comes on screen.
And you're just fighting skeletons.
Skeletons, goblins as well.
Oh yeah, big time goblins.
Big time goblins.
Some rats.
And building your town back, which was a weird mechanic that...
With just one hand.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're carrying loads of lumber around with just one hand. But yeah, it's a weird mechanic, but the thing is, I'm a sucker for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
At university, of all things, I got addicted to Simpsons Tapped
Out.
Oh yes, but that's a great game.
That's a great game.
To the point that I spent actual money on it.
Oh,
I was that guy.
I spent a couple of quid.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I spent a couple of quid. I spent like a tenner.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit more.
You know what? The thing is that there's such a stigma around all of it, right? But the game's free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're enjoying it, sink some money into it. Like, it doesn't really matter all that much.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we all hate loot crates and all of this, but there is something to be said for supporting a game that you are enjoying. So nothing wrong.
True.
Wear that badge with pride, Sam.
I will.
But sometimes it takes a piss because it's just like, they just want, you're just waiting for time to pass.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you're paying,
which,
you're
I think
paying a fiver
is in this game.
It is, yeah, that's the thing. You can open like a gold chest and it takes, what, I think 6 hours to do?
Yeah.
It was that bit, I remember in Tapped Out, that's how they got me, because it was like, you give it a quickie mark, which you need to do for the rest of the missions, but it takes 24 hours. It's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, see, we say, oh, you know, sink some money into it. And then hear that and you're like, oh, you fucks.
Yeah, you're making
you're
me do it.
Dirty.
Oh, God damn it. I'm just waiting for the time that the app starts sending me notifications. You haven't played today. Like, fuck off. That's when I delete you.
That's when you're out.
Yeah.
That's when you're out.
Yeah.
But
draw
I was,
the line.
But I've also been playing, because it was free, wasn't it? Modern Warfare, the remastered.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus, yeah, it was free. So
oh,
I've
yeah,
been
great,
reliving my youth playing
game.
That.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what you meant by...
Yeah, that's what I meant by reliving my youth. Not RuneScape. Don't spread the rumour that I play RuneScape.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've heard you... No, don't worry.
I've heard you...
Buying GF, 10 gold.
All right, is Modern Warfare Remastered as good as you remember?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I thought that it had all the... So in my head, I was like, oh, there's loads of different kill streaks. But there's only three. So I thought there was like the nuclear bomb, the drones, all that kind of stuff. But there's no... But everyone's
the same.
It's
weird how like all those entries kind of coalesce into your memory, right?
Totally.
Like, it's probably something from Modern Warfare 3 that you're like, oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and heartbeat sensors and that kind of thing, the attachments. But
that was Modern Warfare 2, wasn't it?
That's Modern Warfare 2, I think. Yeah. But that is a very kind of... it's very weirdly kind of restricted. It doesn't feel restricted, but we know it's restricted because of what came afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, it's a quality game. What about you, Roche? What have you been playing?
PlayStation Plus. The Witness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah. It's free on PlayStation Plus, but it's also free on the Epic Store.
Yeah, now it is, yeah. Or the news last week from the Newsweek.
But yeah.
Enjoy it. Yeah, it's cool. It's a nice game. Not nice. Sometimes it's nice. I'm a bit stuck at one bit, so I haven't played it for a while. But I've unlocked one section. So I've done one bit. And then I've done like lots. There's like mini games and stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
So if you get stuck on a puzzle, there's still other stuff for you to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to, I would say, walk away. Like, don't stick around. Like, you can walk away, you can come back, and then you can just take... Because it's a pretty game. Like, it's nice to walk around. I'd say listen to some music while you're doing
it. It's quite therapeutic. Like,
put on Super Show podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
The environment's pretty cool. Like, there's clues to, like, what the world was. I don't know anything about it at the moment.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a bit... There's audio recordings. This woman, when it first came up, I was a bit like, what is this bullshit? Like, she's talking about, like, I don't know, the world and the planet and the universe.
Yeah.
But if you listen to what she's saying, it's actually a clue to puzzle.
Okay.
One of them isn't. One of them was her talking for a solid 20 minutes about, I don't know.
Bullshit.
But yeah.
I'm Elder Snow.
Yeah, no, it is. It was just like, oh, summer's day.
Yeah. This isn't relevant at all.
Goodness. But yeah, it's cool. I'm enjoying it. I will dip in and out of it.
Yeah, there's some really smart shit going on in that game.
Yeah,
like there's one. So you've seen what it looks like, right?
It's grids, and you have to move along, right?
Yeah.
So grids and dots, and you've got to make this pattern and unlock to go to the next thing, whatever. But I remember there was a six list that we did, which I think was like hidden endings or something like that. And one of the puzzles that you had to do was one of the dots in the grid was actually the sun. So you had to move your camera in a way that had the sun as like a next thing that you could select.
Yeah.
And then that would open up like a
door. So that, I think I've come across that and I was like, what? Like, but I found like a recording and she does, she basically said it's a poem she's reading and it's about looking to the sky. So that's like, that's the hint.
So, it's basically saying,
so thank you, Chris. So now I'm going home.
Refreshing.
And now you know.
Rush, you know, you edit these six lists as well.
I mean, they come and go, Chris. There's so many.
Oh, we do
Jesus.
So many. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel, Sam. Help
Are
us.
Are you two okay?
Might be a bit sick.
Yeah. But,
I was going to say, as someone who does videos with 101 things in it a week, I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
That is a very good question. How do you cope? I mean, we do 2 6 lists a week.
Yeah.
So 12 facts.
Uh-huh.
How many videos do you release a week?
One video
a week. 101 facts.
Yeah. I mean,
his name is Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Number two.
That was back in the old days. We did used to do that, and there was a whole thing with 101st fact used to be a joke, which really meant it wasn't. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris does a tremendous job. Not you.
Not 101 Chris. Not me. I don't do any good job.
Does a great job coping with the workload, and we, you know, it's something we navigate together. But yeah, I mean, as Roche says, there's sometimes a little bit of a restriction in terms of what, you know, because obviously your entries are like are really, really long.
Yeah, like, you've got to be quick.
You've got to be quick. We don't have time to talk about, what was it you, Steph and Jim were on about on the sixes I just watched, to talk about looking up girls' skirts for ages.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have time.
Yeah.
We'd love to.
Hey,
we'd
love to talk about it. Sometimes we have the opposite problem where it's like,
here's
this thing in this entry that like, really, it only needs a sentence to kind of explain. But we're like, shit. So we've got to figure out like,
you've got to pat this
3 minutes.
Right,
Jonesy,
oh,
yeah, Jonesy starts talking about, I don't know.
Oh, Jonesy
rock
talks
climbing.
About how, rock climbing or how, you know,
how he loves chocolate milk.
Could you clone a dog to be? Yeah, or could you clone a dog to be a dinosaur or something? Like that man's mind is like an enigma.
It's incredible. Did you guys see that on Twitter, by the way, when he was talking about chocolate milk?
He's like a big night out.
Fill in the listener.
Well, I love Alex Jones. I love the man. He's great. It made me laugh though when he was on and he said Tinder. I mean Twitter.
He's a married man.
He tweeted saying something along the lines of, "I don't care what anyone else says. Yeah. You can keep your booze. My favorite drink is chocolate
with
milk."
Pictures.
Yeah, and there was
with
a picture.
Pictures of the carton.
And then there was another tweet after saying, "I'm an adult now." I mean, he has been for a while. I'm an adult now, so I can drink it whenever I want. And then there's a picture of him drinking.
And there's a picture of him taking a big old swig.
But respect to him. Respect to him.
If you want a really good time, head on over to Alex Jones's Twitter.
He's one of my favourite people to follow on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
great. It is.
It's just because it's really like Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dr. Jekyll
and
Mr. Hyde.
It's just like this dad Twitter.
One of my favourite things ever on Twitter was he was tweeting something about doom and gloomy about the world. And Roisin, you tweeted saying,
Me.
You're busy, mate.
It must be a dad thing then.
Yeah.
You realise your existence is hollow.
Chris did that the other day, and I was like, "Is this Facebook? What is this?"
But I just found it funny. I wasn't trying to be like existential or anything. I was just like, "Oh, that's quite funny." Anyway, let's move on. Games that I played. Thank you for asking.
Oh yeah, what games have you been playing?
You're the host.
League of Legends.
No, I don't play League of Legends. Dota 2.
Dota.
I did play some Dota yesterday. Won a match, but
well done.
Oh, well done, mate.
I won one match and then I quit because I didn't want to lose. but other than that, I've been playing Risk of Rain 2.
Okay, what's
which
what's
has that? Come Risk out of Rain, in as early in access.
RAIN.
Risk of Rain.
Yeah, as in it's gonna rain down on you.
Oh, not rain as in raining.
Yeah.
Like raining. Like it's raining outside. Oh. Risk of Rain. RAIN.
What game is that then? Are you a weather forecaster? What?
So it's a roguelite, right? Where you play as a character that crash lands on a planet, a hostile environment, and creatures come out to attack you. Mm-hmm. You kill the creatures, activate a portal to go to the next stage, rinse and repeat, right?
Yep.
It is hard as nails because it's meant to be, right?
Like
you're not really meant to win the first 100 times you play.
You're never meant to win games anymore.
No.
Nobody wants
you to. But this kind of works it into its mechanic. So because it's a roguelite, each time you die, you get better at it because you're unlocking more things just by virtue of playing and killing characters and creatures. What this game does really well, and it's what happened in Risk of Rain 1 as well, was you pick up so when you kill creatures, you pick up gold, use the gold to unlock items.
Yeah.
Right.
But the items stack, and they stack to perpetuity. So if you have like an item that could do like an extra 2% critical damage, that can stack up to until you have like an extra 100% critical damage.
Yeah.
But there are so many things, and the whole thing about this game is getting all of these items and how they kind of work together. So there's one where like when you open up a chest, fireworks explode from the chest and it kills people around it.
Okay.
And you get more and more of that. So the first game was a 2D side scroller.
Uh-huh.
But this new one is in 3D.
Oh,
it's
really
fucking cool.
I was looking at it, I have seen it, sorry.
Yeah, Risk of Wayne was one of my favorite games that it came out in that year. I can't remember what year it was, maybe 2015 or 16. But real underrated gem. Oh, another thing about it, which is really cool, is the longer you play, the harder it gets.
Oh, so but stacking up doesn't really matter.
There's always this like risk reward, right? Like, do you stick around on a level to kill all these creatures to get enough gold to open up all the chests on the level before you activate the teleport, the portal, right? Or do you rush to the portal quicker so that it's easier when you get to the next round?
Yeah, so you just get through it.
It's hard.
Sounds tough.
Quality game.
Tough as nails.
I will have a look.
Oh, yeah, I suggest you do. Right, okay, well, let's move on to the news items.
The news.
Do you guys want to give us a jingle? Give us a jingle for the news.
Go on, Sam.
That's ITV, isn't it?
Oh, I like it, yeah.
That's the ITV. That's literally the ITV news.
News at 10.
Yeah.
The news with Sam. 101 Facts.
Nicely done. It's the news.
There we go.
Perfect.
All right, cool. So, going back to the news item that we hinted at, Assassin's Creed is apparently going to be visiting Viking times.
They're on trend at the moment, aren't they?
They are on trend with the God of War sweeping up at all the awards. most recently at the BAFTAs.
Well, no one cares about the BAFTAs, but anyway.
No, well done, God of War.
Yeah, Roisin was asking, like, should we cover the BAFTAs? I was like, no one really cares. It's a shame.
No one cares.
It's true. Like
the gaming BAFTAs.
Of course.
Yeah. It is a shame because it is a quality show.
It's a BAFTA. It's like an Oscar.
Yeah, it's like British Oscars for games.
But no one seems to really...
But in terms of like reporting it on the internet, no one's really jazzed about it.
And
shame. I was telling Roche, I think the reason is like if you look at Video Game Awards, right, Jeff Keighley's kind of big events at the end of the year, everyone's kind of hyped about that and becomes this big marquee event because they announce stuff there. I mean, I know it's a bit weird to announce. It's like imagine at the Oscars showing like a trailer for a new movie.
It's weird.
We're too greedy gamers.
We are very greedy.
We don't care as long as the next thing is
But yeah, God of War. Set in Viking times. I don't even know how would you say Viking times? Nordic?
I suppose, yeah.
Nordic.
Norse.
Yeah.
The Norse.
Norse mythology.
North England.
Stuff.
Norse.
Yeah. All of that stuff.
All that.
But yeah, so there has been a Easter egg in the recently released Division 2 that points to the fact that it might be set in Nordic times.
Norse and what time. Is that Easter egg?
Right, so I'm going to run it through for you, right? So there was a YouTuber called Jaw Raptor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I do know him.
Oh.
Yeah? Personally, right?
Shout out some YouTube beef.
I don't know him personally.
Shout out Jaw Raptor. So he found this Easter egg, and it's quite interesting that he was the one to kind of bring it to attention, because it once you realize what it is, it's fucking everywhere in this section, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this right. Mm-hmm. In the Potomac Event Center in Division 2, obviously Washington, D.C., there are multiple posters that feature a Viking with the words Valhalla written on top. And they're all over this event center, right? Normally, you'd say, fine.
So Vikings.
Yeah, maybe it's an upcoming event.
Yeah.
It is an upcoming event, an Assassin's Creed event.
Oh, there it is.
But the link is that the Viking in the poster is holding up the Apple of Eden, which is an instrumental kind of thing in the Assassin's Creed games, right?
Assassin's Creed lore. An apple.
Yeah. But most interestingly, it's been confirmed by Kotaku's own Jason Schreier as saying that they knew about this before this kind of came to light.
Okay.
But I think their policy is that they don't want to be the one to break the news when they find out stuff like this, because obviously they need to try and play nice with publishers.
Of course.
I think they had gotten in trouble in the past.
Okay. Are they under an NDA or something like that?
No, not even that, but it's just like it's that we have it as well. Like, it's
don't
that weird
assume
thing.
Or like don't drop a gun
or also like if it is like if they've been working for such a long time and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, by the way, it's this. It's like, oh, well, come on,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
I think that's the shape of the thing that kind of spoils in gaming culture. Yeah. We're always just like, what is it? And it's just like, how about we wait? And
just wait. Like, if you think about it, like, when you're at E3 and there's that reveal trailer for something that you never fucking knew came out, that's like the best feeling ever, right?
Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah. Right. That being said, if someone can please tell me what the hell Death Stranding is.
I think
just
we'll get the game.
And see.
Yeah, I think we'll get the game and we still won't know.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those. But yeah, it's very interesting. So apparently the game is has a code name of Kingdom. Okay. Although with the words Valhalla, I think it would be cool to have it called like Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Because Odyssey is like...
Hala.
Not directly saying ancient Greece, but it's, you know, a word that's very commonly associated with it.
Yeah.
Well, the Odyssey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Homer's the Odyssey, which is, you know, one of those. But it does kind of go counter to something that we've covered on this podcast before, which was the rumor that the next Assassin's Creed was going to be set in Rome, ancient Rome. Because there was a 4chan thread, right? And it was kind of like saying they accurately predicted that the reboot, you know, for lack of a better word, in Egypt was a thing, and that they would skip a year in 2016, that it would be set in Egypt, and obviously Assassin's Creed Origins was a thing.
Mm.
And they also said that it would also be set in Greece, and that they'll round off a trilogy in ancient Rome, which makes sense, right? Like ancient Egypt, ancient Greece, ancient Rome, it's all around that kind of time.
Yeah.
No, not really.
There's centuries between them, but I get what you mean.
But the way we kind of look at it is like, oh, those are clumped all together.
Yeah.
Right? But this kind of flies in the face of that and says, no, it's not that. In fact, Jason Schreier, when asked whether the Assassin's Creed Rome rumor was correct, his response was, and I quote, don't think so.
Don't think so.
Don't think so. And clearly this is because they knew at that time that it was going to be Scandinavian countries.
Surely they're running out of time periods now, right?
Yeah, they probably...
There's a lot of history.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot, but like... Iconic, you know, time periods. Like the Dark Ages.
We had the theory that we were going to do the samurai.
That'd be
but
really
no,
cool.
But no, but because of all the games that came out since then.
Yeah, but then again, like we've got a war. It's almost like, don't you feel that like we keep on visiting the same periods in gaming?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like one of the, when we were asked a question on the podcast, where would we like to see the Assassin's Creed franchise go?
Yeah, we said like, what did we say? Mongolia. Like,
yeah, like Mongolia would be quality.
What's the big guy? The big old boss, brute boss.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Did you say Genghis Khan?
I've been corrected that it's Genghis before.
Genghis Khan.
In the comments.
I like that.
Of a video,
you know, I'm not from Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan.
Jenga.
Or whatever. Genghis I'm not Mongolian.
Jenga was named after him.
That's how he conquered his enemies.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. I suggested, imagine playing as a conquistador in the discovery of America.
That'd be cool as well.
That'd be really cool.
Or a Native American. That'd be cool.
Well, yeah. Assassin's Creed 3 remastered coming soon.
Oh,
out now.
Oh, I'm sorry. As you can see, I'm not too bothered about it because I just find it quite boring.
World War II?
Well, World War II.
I don't know
how
that would work.
Well, there was hinted at in Assassin's Creed Syndicate, you could go through a sync point that took you to the Blitz.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think you met Churchill or some shit like that.
For fuck's sake.
It was a bit fucking, yeah, it was a bit fucking weird. But, Roche, you know, I don't blame you for not being that interested in it because...
No, because
there was a time...
Or what you just said, like, it's just like, yeah, we keep revisiting the same things. And when it's like, oh, it's going to be in Vikings, it's like, okay, cool, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. I was never really into Assassin's Creed as a series.
No.
And it never really kind of got me... It got really stale, and I was glad that they took a time off. Origins looked, I was like, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And then obviously when it went to ancient Greece, I kind of felt compelled to play it.
Why is that, Chris?
Being of Greek heritage. I fucking love that game. It was a great game.
I thought it's really good.
It's really, really good. Like, really fun. Yeah.
Again,
really enjoyable.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Not, I mean, it didn't reinvent the wheel by any stretch.
No,
it didn't reinvent the wheel.
No.
The Greeks didn't invent the... No.
Yeah.
But it was a solid kind of game. And sure, Vikings, let's do it. I'm okay with it. Let's see what, you know, if they iterate enough and differentiate itself enough from Odyssey and Origins, then I think it could be a treat.
But they won't.
I know, this is the problem.
But they won't. I don't want to be like negative.
They're not following that yearly franchise thing, which is what they used to be doing. So rumor is that this is not coming out this year, it's coming out next year.
Let's churn and burn.
Yeah. You know, which worked well for them with Origins.
Sure.
Because the leap from Syndicate to Origins was pretty substantial.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the world of Vikings can give you a lot more kind of versatility in terms of gameplay. So I guess you've got long ships.
Yeah.
Long ships. I can't remember what they're called. Longboats, I think they are. Which I guess they've done naval combat before, but that's kind of a cool variation upon that, I guess.
Although, because I don't think the Vikings really used their boats for combat.
They just used it to get across.
No.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend.
All that kind of history, I'm not really too clued up on. But yeah, I just think, let's just get some more new kind of cool shit. Like, Vikings has been done. Like, even Samurais, like you said, Roche, like, we've got Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah,
we've,
and that looks good. But I think that looks good. Ghost of Tsushima looks like a decent game. Do you know what I mean? It looks different. I don't know. For me, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
This, I'm not. I cannot deny. Like, because it's just like, even if they do take a break, it still feels stale. And I'm still expecting to see the same things and the same mechanics.
I mean, I'm with you. I got kind of bored by the whole thing after Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
Even during Assassin's Creed 3, I don't think I ever finished it.
Black Flag wasn't enough of a change.
I never played it. I never.
Everyone's like, that changed everything, and I was just
I've never.
I'm sorry, but it's just like it's not a bad game. It's not a bad game, but it's just not.
Good enough.
We're gonna get a lot of hate with all the Assassin's Creed
people. Come at me.
I'm not saying I've not played them. I'm not saying necessarily bad. Anything bad about it?
Sam's backing out.
I'm backing right out. I was compared to someone from Assassin's Creed Black Flag in the comment section of a video once. apparently a judge who judges someone to death. Apparently, I've got a very similar voice to them. But then when I listen to,
can you imagine Sam sentencing you to death? Go on, Sam. Roisin to death.
But here's the thing, right? So when I listened to the character that they're on about, it's ridiculous. It sounds like a kind of like a order.
Just because you're English, probably.
Yeah. Like kind of a you will be vanquished. Like that. I don't sound anything like that.
Can we get down to the most important thing about this rumor?
Oh yeah.
All right, or confirmed rumor.
Oh yeah.
Is there going to be raping and pillaging?
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Well, because if you think about it, right?
Sam just choked.
I did.
Choked on your iced tea, did you?
I did.
No, but
I'm going to say no, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to say no as well.
Straight off the back.
Fair enough.
No.
But what is this game going to entail then? Because we've just said that we're not entirely sure whether there was naval combat in the Viking army. We don't think there were. Because they just used their boats to get away, like, pillaging shore to shore, right?
Yeah, they used them as transport vehicles rather than anything else.
All right, so you got that. But then also, if you're going and you're pillaging, like, vehicles, where are the buildings to climb?
True.
I mean, I might be proved wrong, because when Origins came out, I was like, what are you going to climb in Origins? But actually, they had
the pyramids.
Pyramids. Over and over again.
Yeah, over and over.
Over and over.
But yeah, like, what is...
a tree. Loads of trees.
But what, you know, setting it in Viking times, how is that going to improve on the formula? I just don't get it.
Yeah, going further back in time doesn't necessarily seem like a...
Well, that's why I just think that's what I mean. It's going to be the same old game.
Yeah.
You go here and go then here, you do that.
Yeah. I'd like to see an Assassin's Creed game in the future.
Yeah. Future, you know what? If they did that, if they went, really, you know, cool. What? We're going to copy Cyberpunk this time.
Yeah. Just do that.
Just do that. Yeah. I'll be like, you know what? Fair dues.
Yeah. Fair play to you.
I'll tell you what would be really cool, I think, if we're talking about more modern stuff. What about like 1980s Germany, Cold War?
Yeah.
That would be fucking sick. But then, because the whole Cold War is about like assassins and shit, right?
Yeah.
Subterfuge and spies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do. I think that it's like, it sounds good, but then I feel like that it, in some ways, they would make it boring. And then you'd just be like, well, this is like, it's like L.A. Noir a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Set in kind of like the 50s. Obviously, there's too much combat, but there's gunplay or whatever. But it's just a bit like,
gets a bit samey.
With the first Assassin's Creed games, from what I remember, it was a cool little sci-fi concept of, okay, you can see your ancestors' memories, etc.
Yeah,
but there was
all this
stuff about the apocalypse.
That's why I dropped out. That's why I didn't care. Yeah, I didn't care.
There was a really weird kind of like side quest in Odyssey, which is going to be a bit of a spoiler for someone, but whatever. The game's been out for long enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go through this series of things and you get to like, I can't remember, like you get to like a sink point or something. I didn't do it, like Jamie was explaining it to me.
Mm.
But you get to a sink point or something like that, and so you know you can play as the two characters.
Yeah.
Alexios or Alexandra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's say you're playing as Alexios and you go to this thing, and then it's Alexandra's been locked in this vault for like 2,000 years or whatever, and she's now in present day, and she's wearing a suit and shit, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm like now the custodian,
that's what
the
I don't
guardian.
Like, that's what it's too, it breaks up the game for me when it happens. It really ruins it for me. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. I think all of that, all of the like modern day stuff in Assassin's Creed games, arguably the worst stuff. Like if they just kept it like, you're an assassin in Greece. Yeah. And yeah, sure, maybe there's an overarching plot that spans history, but don't need to do the modern day abstergo.
Yeah. I've only played Origins, and then you be that girl in the cave.
Do they still do that?
That's what I did.
It's bullshit. I don't think I've met anyone who thinks it's like a good part of the game.
Nobody ever mentions it. Like, that's what I mean. It doesn't matter. It's far away. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't
matter.
It's like an inconsequential bit.
No, yeah, there's no point to have it.
Yeah.
Anyway, one last thing is, obviously, it's not the only game that has been, or Ubisoft game setting that has been teased.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. We have covered this before.
Yeah.
But it's worth...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember what it is.
But it's worth kind of talking about, right?
Yes.
Because Watch Dogs 2 has been patched to, I think it was like, alter the ending in a small little way, but it teased the setup to Watch Dogs 3, which is apparently set in London.
Getting on a jet plane to London.
But again, like, how many games need to be set in London?
I love games set in London. I love it.
What was your favourite game set in London?
I was going to say, do you remember...
yeah.
Do you remember... No, well,
go on.
Now that I live in London, don't I love going to London. But do you remember The Getaway?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was cool.
It was cool.
It was okay.
Well, because part of me's like, it's the whole thing of, I live here, or like, I've walked down here before. Yeah. Well, you definitely haven't been there before. But you know, I'm well up for a. Well, I don't know about Watch Dogs game, but I'm well up for a game, a modern day game set in London.
Yeah,
well, I guess so. I mean, they kind of mapped out London for Syndicate, right? Assassin's Creed Syndicate,
and they did it very well. Yeah. I think that was probably the best bit about the game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's it. Like, the setting is good, but the rest of the game. Mm. But yeah, I thought it would be quite interesting. a larger focus on small arms, hacking, all makes sense. But I know Jamie was really into kind of Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah, it was quite good. I stopped playing it for some reason, but
I think it was more underrated than maybe it deserved to be.
Yeah.
Because of Watch Dogs 1.
Yeah. Because
The driving in those games was like so bad.
Slippery.
Yeah, the driving mechanics are awful.
Slippery.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hacking people in the street and then going, "Oh, watch out, mate."
We were just complaining about how they ain't trying new things, and I think this is a new thing.
It is a new thing, yeah.
Is it a new thing though?
In the last couple of years, everything's in America. There's American voices everywhere. Yeah. Like, I think it would be cool to hear some homegrown. Yeah. I want to be on it, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
An extra.
This is our audition for it.
But yeah, I just hope that they go the route of like actual people rather than, like I said, it will either be.
That is a big worry, yeah.
You know, exaggerating Michael Caine or Danny Dyer.
There was another.
Danny Dyer.
Yeah,
there's a great thing there.
Or basically, a posh kind of. Oh gosh, I wouldn't have thought that.
It will go from
Codsworth.
Yeah,
from Danny Dyer to Codsworth.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
So a little interesting tidbit on Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
He is doing a voice pack for Rage 2.
Yes, I saw that.
That's quality.
I thought that was a joke, but no.
It was, and then they got it made.
Yeah, they actually made it.
Proper naughty. Oh, Danny Dyer. But he I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, maybe we'll see our offices. Who knows?
They've been watching.
You know what I want to see? Yeah. I want to see a game. I want to see Watch Dogs 4 set in
Rome.
Johannesburg.
Oh.
Ah.
It's not all about you, Chris.
Well, you know, it's not all about you either, Roche.
But I just want that thing.
In London.
Did you ever see that video of a guy playing Spider-Man?
Yeah.
And he was filming himself as Spider-Man on a building, overlooking something.
Yeah.
Then he on his phone.
Or was he there?
And then he went from the screen to outside his window. And it's literally exactly the same view.
Yeah, that's cool. I love.
That's pretty cool.
Then again,
I liked it.
Google Maps. So.
It's not a game though, is it?
Well, could be.
It's not a game though.
Can it?
Is it? Yeah.
I could play Snape the other day.
Yeah, exactly. You could play Snape.
Could you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Check it out.
I should. Maybe I will.
They're getting into gaming, Google, didn't you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure we've spoken about that.
Should we move on to the next topic, right? Because Nintendo Labo has released a VR headset, or at least are going to release a VR headset.
Labo.
Labia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nintendo's Labia.
Oh, Jesus. Not in VR.
Have you got a Switch, Sam?
No.
Oh.
I want one now.
You should get one.
I know. Maybe I will.
Maybe wait, because they're going to release a nice slimmer version.
Yeah, I might wait for the Pokemons as well.
The Pokemons.
Because that's what I'll get it for Pokemon and
it's Pokemon Sword Machine.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
£300 Pokemon Machine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll get Shield, because, you know, that's what Captain America would want.
Oh, there we
would
go.
Would have wanted.
Yeah.
He's not dead, so.
I know, yeah. Not yet.
Yet.
Right,
so. Nintendo Labo VR is going to cost $80 or £60. Now, okay, it's basically cardboard and plastic, okay? Yep. But the big kind of head scratcher for me, right, is a big problem with VR that people are having is kind of like latency issues and screen resolution and what's known as the screen door effect, right? Where, you know, like if you've got like one of those screen doors and you look through it and it's got those little lines and shit. So
it's also just not practical.
No, it's not practical.
You can't just pop it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the this is what I don't understand. The resolution of the Switch is not good to begin with.
Mm.
I think it's a 1280 by 720 resolution.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you're then taking two eyes, you've got to divide that by two. All right. So 720. So what that's 370, 360?
370.
360.
360?
Sure.
360. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
360. Yeah. Cool. Maths is not my strong point. Yeah. But 360p resolution per eye, right? When you look at like Oculus, where it's got like a 1920 by 1080 resolution per eye.
Yeah.
Right. How dog shit is this going to look?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I understand it's aimed for kids, but I know that there's also a lot of people there that were like, oh, you know, like, Switch VR could be a cool thing.
It's not going to be a...
But it's not aimed for kids either. Like, it's on two of their biggest games, yeah. Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild.
This reminds me of when you get, you know, mobile VR experiences. You put it in a little box and you hold it up.
And you just use it for porn. Yeah,
it's I mean, you added that. I mean, I left it over to interpretation. It just doesn't... I don't know. It doesn't seem like VR to me.
Yeah.
Then again,
Nintendo have never really been one to... be like, oh, we've got the best graphical fidelity. For them, it's more kind of experiences. And that's why a lot of their games still look a lot more cartoony than they should. You know, because you don't need massive pixels.
No, but they're charming. So.
Yeah, exactly. So
you've got to hold it... I mean, I've only seen a picture of this, but haven't you got to hold it up like you're looking through a periscope in a submarine?
That's one of them.
That's insane. It's going to hurt after a while.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
going to be a cardboard strap and then you just rip it. It just rips every time.
Right.
But so... Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it, really, especially with... So, what their big, like, selling point for this VR thing is saying that you could play Super Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild with it in limited ways. So, with Super Mario Odyssey, they're saying that they've got bite-sized bonus experiences, which is basically just three mini-missions where you collect coins instruments or some shit. Like, okay.
Yeah, cool.
But three mini-things, that does not justify the 60 cost.
60 quid.
No. Yeah.
I mean, $80.
For our international viewers.
Sorry, yeah.
Although, and this is where, for me at least, it gets a bit interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say that it would supposedly fully support VR in Breath of the Wild. Now, Breath of the Wild was my favorite game of... What year was it? 2017, I think, right? Yeah. My game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I refused to finish the game. I know, it's stupid. Because you can continue playing the game after you finish the game.
I finished it twice.
Oh, there we go. But I kind of... I just don't want to finish it. I just keep on
going. You don't want it to end.
I dip in every now and then and just run 100 around.
100 hours into it.
100 hours, Rush, yeah. It's honestly, it's one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
It is.
Wow.
And if it's a passable experience in VR, yeah, I want to fucking experience that in VR. I want to be in that world of Hyrule. I want to check it out.
But part of me's like, I think what they mean by that is that you can stop, like,
look around
and look around in VR.
Yeah.
As opposed to because otherwise having played VR games where you move around,
you will
be sick everywhere.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
if you move around that much, because especially on horseback,
and the combat.
I've got dedication, guys. Right. I'm willing to projectile vomit while I navigate Link through.
I don't
Hyrule.
Understand why.
Well, I mean, you've got more dedication than I have.
I mean,
when you play Skyrim VR, you have a choice. You can either do the thing where you kind of you select where you want to walk to, and then you walk there, you teleport there.
Oh
basically.
Right, yeah, God, yeah.
Or you can walk around normally. And I'll try and walk around normally, because you play with the move controls, and you basically hold down a button and then move that way.
And you just get all loose.
Oh my God!
PSVR.
Yeah. And I tried that, and I was like, "This is horrendous."
Yeah,
because you're standing up doing it, but obviously you're not moving. I've learned that the reason why you feel sick is because your brain is thinking, I'm moving, but I'm not moving anything physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your brain...
You're torturing your brain.
For some reason, the reason why you feel sick is because your brain thinks you've been poisoned.
Yeah, because it's like, what are you doing? Wow. Yeah.
Poisoned? Yeah, so that's why you want to be sick, because your brain's like, you've been poisoned, you shouldn't feel like
you
this.
You need to sick it out.
You need to get out, wherever it is.
Oh, and that's why...
It's like your brain trying to protect you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
you've got
God.
That's why you've got a bludge in your brain into thinking, no!
It's just, who asks for this? I'm sorry. Like, I want more Breath of the Wild. Not in this way. Like, who asked for it?
Not like this, right?
Not like this.
Not like this.
I didn't ask for it. Even another Mario game. Yeah, sure, loved Mario Odyssey. But it's just like, who asks for this in a shoddy way? If you're going to do it properly. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't do it don't put it in your cardboard.
Yeah.
Because your cardboard box thing ain't selling.
Yeah.
So a bit of a head scratcher as to why they've made Nintendo Labo VR in this way and kind of trying to upsell it in this way.
Yeah.
Another head scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
Our next news item.
Yes. Oh.
All right. Prince Harry thinks that Fortnite should be banned.
Sorry, I'm just going to salute.
The royal salute.
Salute Harry.
Yeah, salute Harry.
Right, so apparently speaking at an event in London, Harry called for the ban on Fortnite. And this is a quote, all right? That game shouldn't be allowed. Where is the benefit of having it in your household? It's created to addict, an addiction to keep you in front of a computer for as long as possible. Well, Harry, it's console as well, so take that.
that's the problem here.
That's the problem.
He goes on to say, it's so irresponsible. It's like waiting for the damage to be done and kids turning up on your doorsteps and families being broken down.
I think
there's this big fucking epidemic.
Valve paid them to say it. Valve was like, get him to say it.
David was like, this fucking epic story.
But Apex Legends, however.
But I just don't get it.
This is a very odd comment, I think.
It came out of nowhere, I guess.
Yeah.
I made the comment of saying he's Swiss because he hasn't got anything. He can't say anything about Brexit.
Yeah, he's got to have an outlet somewhere.
He's got a vent somewhere else.
But it just doesn't make sense, right? Like, from a guy who's confessed his love of FIFA, of all things, right?
Yeah.
And saying, like, oh, no, Fortnite should be banned. But then also, like, well, if Fortnite should be banned, then... ban cigarettes, ban alcohol, ban this, ban that. Like,
yeah, out of all the things he could have said,
I think the point he's trying to make and failing badly is that he's trying to comment on the nature of stuff like loot boxes or stuff like predatory practices. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because it's got such a small, it skews very young, Fortnite, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
I don't think that's unfair to say.
I was in the library on the weekend. Yes, I go to the library still. They've got a game that's Fortnite. It's like a Fortnite mod or base, all of the thing, and it's like a word game. So it's like you shoot the word. Yeah, but it's like, but you've got like, it looks just like Fortnite, but shitty Fortnite.
Fortnite education
and,
version.
Yeah, and it's like you're running around, and it looks like all the characters look a little bit off. So, I mean, yeah. So, yeah, young kids, basically,
young
playing
kids.
It.
So maybe that's what he means. Like, and maybe, and I think there can be, I'm sure, something to be said for, you know, parents making sure they don't play too long or something.
Yeah,
they have restrictions, but you shouldn't ban it. It's mental.
Yeah.
But that's also a different conversation. Like you said,
it's
a different kind of aspect to focus on.
Yeah.
Sort out your kids. Be better parents.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking ban something outright.
So I'm saying, the TV is designed to make you watch it for as long as possible.
Yeah. Like,
well, yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah, it is.
You know what, Sam? This may be a bit of a bombshell for you, but...
go on.
You know commercials?
Yeah.
Advertisements?
No.
They are made for you to buy things.
God damn
can
it.
Can you believe it?
That's why he's got that PlayStation VR.
this whole time, they've been playing me. Like, putty in their hands. But no, I think the intention is there, but he's gone about it the wrong way completely.
I think Megan was like, oh, I hate Fortnite. And then he was like, you know.
Yeah, Megan. Yeah,
Megan. Blame Megan.
Or Megan's playing it on her phone.
Yeah,
and he's gotten angry.
He's getting well pissed off. He's like, "Oh, fuck it, not Fortnite again, Megan. I want to make more babies." He's like, "Fuck off. I've got the new season to."
I've got the season pass.
That's how she talks.
That is how she talks. Yeah, it's true.
I've got the season pass.
This is something I thought we could touch on and end it with what the fuck is he thinking?
Celebrities don't know what they're talking about.
Clearly, yeah.
I mean, he's not a celebrity. I mean, he's borderline.
He's a celeb royal.
But I mean, yeah, he's a royal.
Celeb royalty.
Prince.
Yeah?
But, don't listen to anyone.
Yeah, as you say, it's ridiculous. It's silly. It's like saying, oh, this could... people who have addiction can be addicted to literally anything.
Yeah.
So that's not saying ban everything. Yeah.
Addictive personalities. You could literally... like, I mean, there are people that are addicted to fucking stinging themselves with bees.
Oh yeah,
it's true.
I've heard about that woman. Yeah,
that's it was a 101 or a tens. Check it out.
Check out one of those things.
But yeah, like you're right. Like, rather treat addictive personalities.
Yeah, know,
talk about maybe mental health services, etc., whatever it may be. But yeah, I just ban the game. All you're going to do by banning that game is move them over to Apex, and then ban Apex, and then you're just going to move them on to the next thing. Like,
Valve definitely paid him. There's no explanation. We can't find it.
What kind of money would Valve have to pay Prince Harry to get him to do
something? They got that money.
Probably not a lot. I mean, this is a dude who kind of played strip pool at one stage and got...
well, who hasn't done that?
Well...
just chuck him a meal.
Yeah. Give him a free meal. Right, anyway, let's move on to some comments, shall we? that is the end of our news section.
Yeah.
Although before we do that, guys, yes. I want to point out that All Time Gaming have launched their merchandise.
Have you seen it, Sam?
I haven't
just
actually.
Say yes.
Yeah, I have.
Because I was going to ask, what one are you going to get?
I'm going to get go the on. One. Yep. You know when you go on the page, the second one.
Yeah. The second one.
I'm going to get the second one, I think.
Good
yeah.
one.
What a good choice.
Yeah. Yes, very good choice. They're all good choices.
They're all good choices.
So we have a merchandise store now on Teespring. And that is teespring.com/stores/alltimegamingTV. Or if you're watching our videos on YouTube, if you scroll just above the description, there is a shelf where you can order directly from there.
Yeah.
Shelf.
Hell yes. Top shelf, right? We got a whole host of designs.
We got hoodies, we got t-shirts, we got long t-shirts, we got
have you got
baseball
collared shirts like this?
No.
No. Sam is wearing a collared shirt.
Oh yeah, sorry. I forgot this is a but I'll wear a hoodie with pride.
Yeah? We're gonna.
It's over. You have to put it over your head.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
cool.
I'll do it.
Sweatshirt.
Does John Bam have one yet?
No, no. We have placed an order, so we're getting some company versions.
Get him to sponsor him to wear it.
Yeah. What was really nice was a fan, Jose A, sent us through a design. He was like, "Hey guys, I'm sending you this design. Could you consider making it as like one of your merchandise things?" Mm-hmm. And it's he drew a picture of a long sleeve T-shirt,
t-shirt.
With the words ATG down the side, and the T is the game controller, right?
Oh yeah.
So it's like, okay, that's interesting, but it's not really what we're trying to do with our merchandise. What we're trying to do with our merchandise is take the ATG logo and alter it in specific ways and make designs out of that. But what we liked this idea so much that we took his entire drawing of the long sleeve T-shirt and everything. And put that on
the t-shirt. Oh, my God.
So you can get Jose.
It's meta on all levels.
Or Jose or Jose.
The Jose.
The Jose.
So check it out
Jose,
for sure.
Jose. I'm going to have a look later on.
Hell yes. All right. So let's move on to the comments. Do you want to give us a jingle for comment section?
That's the same as the news. Welcome to the jingle.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Welcome to the jingle.
our very own all-time Martin.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
From All-Time Conspiracies.
Who?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Nah, I know. I know who he is.
Wants to know, what is your least favorite gaming genre? Who's going to take this one first?
I've got one.
Yeah.
Go on. Football.
Football.
Oh, yeah, I don't
fuck that. Only sports games as a whole. Not really. I don't like any of them.
Are there
not
any fun sports games that you're into?
If you consider racing a game, maybe, like a sports game.
Yeah.
But no cricket. No, not. I don't really like tennis.
So no Brian Lara cricket for you?
No, thank you very
you don't
much.
Like cricket?
Wii Sports was an exception when I was a kid. Would I play it now?
Great game.
No.
Great game.
No.
I had a thought the other day. I had a thought the other day. You know what Nintendo should do?
Yeah.
They should release Wii Sports as an e-sport on the Switch. Fuck yeah.
Just make the Switch into a Wii.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Make the Switch into a Wii.
It basically is, right? But just give it that charm.
When you're on the tube, you can swing a bat.
But yeah, no, football games now.
Football games.
No, yeah.
What about you, Sam?
I'm not a massive fan of, and I know this is going to cause quite some controversy, but I'm not a massive fan of games where you have to grind, like, Mamorpaga's I'm not a massive fan of, like.
What?
Mamorpaga's.
Mamorpaga.
MMORPGs.
That's the one. Not a huge fan.
Mamorpaga's.
Just call them MMOs.
Mamorpaga's.
MMO.
Someone's called it that to me before.
Mamorpaga.
Could you just be a normal Mamorpaga person for once in your life?
MMORPG. Okay.
Mamorpaga.
I'm not a massive fan of those. Because I tried Warcraft once.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is taking so long to do anything.
Yeah.
Same with RuneScape.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't play RuneScape.
You do. You play RuneScape on your phone.
It's just
in a club. It's been ascertained.
That wasn't me. It was a friend of mine. Oh, that's the worst offence ever in it.
Asking for a friend.
It was my friend. Yeah, but just those. I don't have time for those. And I'm not a huge fan of real time strategy stuff.
Oh,
either.
Get out.
Stuff like stuff like where it takes. There's so many little things you need to change, and it's just.
Did you like Witcher?
Like a job.
Did you like Witcher 3?
I've dipped
a lot there.
I've dipped in and out of Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I found that there's a lot in that game. There's a lot to monitor at once.
I felt like I was only hitting the top of it.
Yeah.
Skimming
the creme brulee.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very good, but it's just a bit like
that. Yeah. No, that was good. But, you know, stuff where you have to grind just annoys me.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you, Chris?
I don't know. Like, probably like spreadsheet games.
Yeah.
Because the thing is like
Football Manager.
Yeah, Football Manager. Like, or, oh yeah. Or what was Beb's favorite? What's Beb's favorite one? Crusader Kings 2.
Like, yeah, strategy.
Like, yeah.
No. But like, but not a certain kind of strategy.
A
right?
Certain type.
Yeah. So like Civ 6, like Civ games, I'm fine with. I enjoy those. More traditional real-time strategy games, fucking love.
Yeah.
But just something about those like static screens where it's like, oh, your army's moved here now.
Yeah. Imagine it in your head.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Or in the football
we
games.
We can't graphically show it.
In the football games, you get a newspaper from
Yeah.
You've won this.
I briefly played Football Manager.
Yeah.
Just by the fact I don't like football because my brother had a copy. And I, if you, in the press conference bit, if you swear while you're typing out your response, the newspapers will say, in a flurry of expletives.
I kind of admire people who play it though. Like, because when Jamie talks about it, he's like, wow, that sounds really cool. And then when you look at what the game is, I'm not paying £60 for it.
Yeah. When Bab says, like, talking about Crusader Kings 2, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's quality.
And then you look at the gameplay.
My heir my heir was mad, and then they married a horse and shit, and you're like, oh, man, that's awesome.
The possibilities are endless.
And you know how it manifests itself in the game? A little fucking pop-up says, you married a horse. It's like, well...
Or an army's replicated as a big, giant man. He's just walking.
Yeah, the bigger the man, the bigger the army.
He's just walking on the spot.
He's just a man. Oh, God.
He's walking on the spot.
That's the thing.
But it's a bit of a cop-up, my answer, I think, because a lot of the time I can find, like... I'm not a sporty person. I've never really been interested in sports that much, but I can play sports games if I can get into it. I love real-time strategy games. I love RPGs.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying about MMOs.
Mm-hmm.
I steer clear of MMOs because I worry. Like, when World of Warcraft came out, I was like, I'm going to steer clear of this. Like, all my friends were getting into it, and I was getting so annoyed because I go to my friends' houses, and all they're talking about is this game, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like really sweating. I've got to get into this game. But I knew that at that stage in my life, it would just suck me in. Much like I saw some of my friends get sucked off by it.
So, right.
You know. I'm better than that. Sorry.
You are better than that, yeah. Sam. Don't entertain.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I just figured I got better things to do with my life. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of entertaining, good stories to happen there, but it just takes a big kind of effort and a lot of time to sink into it.
Yeah, totally.
Which I'm just not willing
to do. I can understand the payoff of that, and like the fact that when you get to those upper echelons, you feel like, oh, wow, I've really earned this sort of thing. But it just takes so much time, and also you're not really doing much. Like, you're going over and clicking something once.
That could be fun. Clicker games. Clicker Heroes.
I've got another confession.
Yeah. This is it.
I don't like playing online. I don't like playing with other people I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's, enough. And I don't like playing with some people I know. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's only certain people I'll play
Jamie.
With.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like playing with Jamie because I just feel like he's just like, and I'm just like, I don't want to play. Like, I remember when Far Cry came out and I was just kind of like, yeah, I'll play with you in a minute. But I was just like, no, I want to do this myself. Like, I just kept doing things.
I can understand that.
I don't really like, and I just, that's why I do feel kind of isolated in the gaming community because everyone's just like, oh, yeah, you got to play online and whatever. And I'm just like,
There's a big push, right? Like, everything's got to be online.
I don't like it. That's not really a genre, I guess, but it's just kind of like an element.
I get what you mean, though.
Like, look, my favorite and most played game, obviously, is Dota, which is an online with 9 other people than you, right? Yeah. But that, funnily enough, that is the aspect as well that kind of pushed me away from MMOs, which is like, I don't want to be involved in a guild.
That's why I thought
I don't
want to
have
a
time table.
Made me think about it.
Because
they were like, oh, we're going to do this raid on Tuesday
so much pressure,
night.
And
you've got to be
like,
there, otherwise we're
going
to kick you out. I'm like, fuck off.
I don't want to do
that. Play when I want.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it's the whole thing of, you know, you don't want to have to talk to you don't necessarily know. It's like, you don't want to be judged by people with that. You know, and whenever I go and play online, I automatically mute everyone else. Yeah. I go into a party on my own and just...
That is honestly...
unless I'm playing with other people.
Yeah.
That's honestly one of the best kind of things to playing online.
Yeah.
It's just mute everyone and just do your own thing. Because, you know, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
They could be like swearing about you and your mother and your dog.
But you're having a good time.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
You're having a ball.
Yeah. Fuck them. All right, Mickey J says, what has been the one character in a video game you just immediately hated and wanted nothing to do with them, but they're part of the party? Not an enemy you're designed to hate.
That's a
good question.
Yeah,
I think the obvious one here is Micah.
Yeah.
From but then again, Red Dead Redemption 2.
But then was she designed to hate yeah, him? I'm thinking about that yeah. bit of the question.
But I'm sure probably what Mickey means is like, is there a character that, I think he probably means like a Claptrap, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, like a character that
yeah, maybe like
splits the room, you know? Like, I love him, Jamie hates him.
San Andreas, is it OG Loke?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, like, OG character. There are a few characters in San... I have throughout all of the GTA series, yeah. I think there's a couple of characters.
Big Smoke?
Yeah. I like Big Smoke.
I find him a bit annoying after a while.
He's a bit... Yeah, I don't know. I find him funny.
Ryder's irritating as hell, though.
Ryder, yeah. But then again, that's what I mean, designed to hate. Yeah, that's... I feel like he was kind of just like, you're supposed to be suspicious of him.
What about Nico Bellic in GTA 4? I didn't like him.
I did. I loved Nico.
Yeah. Didn't like him. That's why I didn't
Okay.
Yeah. I loved Nico.
He's one of my favourite.
Yeah, he's one of my favourites. Yeah.
But any other thoughts?
I don't know if he counts, though. That's the thing, because he's not part of the party the whole time, but
yeah.
I have no time for Riku from Kingdom Hearts. No time. I just...
Fair enough.
I have no time for Kingdom Hearts.
The blue hair guy, yeah?
Yeah, the one who's like...
You're like his best... You're like always trying to do stuff
Yeah, but
for
the beginning
him,
he's like...
he doesn't
like,
give a shit, does he?
He's an arse yeah. in the beginning. He's just so horrible to you. And it's like, oh, I'm meant to care that you've gone.
There's always characters like that in like Japanese anime and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you're always going for the person and they just don't give you any affection or anything.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Yuna from fucking Final Fantasy X. Fucking oh, what a fucking bore.
Okay.
Oh, sorry,
sure thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
take my word for it, all right?
Yeah. Sure thing.
It's a hard question because it's like designed. Yeah. I know there is someone else. There is something else. Yeah. I'm trying to think of someone. It's hard.
All right, we can loop back around on this.
Jack,
one.
I don't know, Jack Marston maybe.
Oh right, yeah, yeah.
I think that, but it's not really his fault because it's just because he's not.
But
John
he's quite a weird, yeah. But he's also quite a weird, weirdly developed character. Like,
yeah.
He acts out of place. Yeah. He says things that are just not natural. Like, I don't know if that is intentional or if like he gives off the vibe that he thinks he's better than everyone. The way he like reads his books and the way he like says certain things, like the way he like replies sometimes. Is
I'll be a bit honest here. All right, half the cast of Red Dead Redemption 2 fucking irritated the shit out of me, including Dutch.
How long did you play it for? An hour?
Well, longer than an hour.
Oh, Dutch is. Well, yeah, but
Dutch is
hang
great.
On a minute.
No, I get it. I guess the kind of the point of it, right?
Dutch.
But there are sort of like, I liked Hosea. He was all right.
Have a bit of
gut. I fucking loved Lenny. I just want a game, just Lenny. Just drinking with Lenny.
Drinking with Lenny.
That should be the DLC. Drinking with Lenny.
Yeah.
No, I kind of I warmed to most all of them. Like I did. Yeah. I can't say.
No, I suppose. So, yeah, I suppose.
Like,
so,
I
yeah,
like
yeah.
Them all, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, look. Let's move on.
Yes.
EB says, if it was guaranteed top quality, what game or game series would you ideally see made into a film or TV series, and who would be the perfect cast? So an AB question there.
Oh, perfect cast. I don't know.
Let's work on the game first, right?
Okay.
Go on, Roche.
The Legend of Zelda.
Hell yeah, that would be my pick too.
But it would be like a Studio Ghibli kind of animation.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be quality.
Okay.
Can you imagine that orchestral soundtrack?
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Following the Breath of the Wild kind of storyline?
Maybe a whole new thing. Yeah, like after the events of Breath of the Wild, because it's pretty open if anyone's played it. And just see like where we go from
who,
here.
Who would be Link?
But that's what I'm saying. That was the hard
one.
Well,
if it's animated, like
Gilbert
really
Gottfried?
Matter. Yeah. Go on, give us his Link impression.
Oh Jesus, I can't.
Jafar.
He doesn't speak actually. Now that I think about it. Oh, Gilbert Gottfried, man.
I'm not too sure about the cast, but Sam, what about you?
Yeah. Well, remember, like guaranteed.
I think they're missing a trick because they haven't done a Spider-Man film yet. And I think
Spider-Man film.
Yeah, and I don't think
what?
I'm obviously joking. Completely flew over my head. Oh God, I'm not sure, because I think the difficulty is that obviously when you adapt, it's why gaming films never do that well. It's because you lose something immediately.
They look B-movie.
Yeah, you lose the fact that you can interact with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love an Uncharted film. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Uncharted thing they made with Nathan Fillion.
Yeah,
Nathan Fillion is great.
What
a bit
new
too old
would it
now.
Bring? What
yeah,
would
he's
it bring?
Too old now.
Yeah, he's too
but
old.
But like
now.
Back when like first Uncharted, when he was younger.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When he was younger. I mean, aren't they? They're still making that, aren't they? With Tom Holland, apparently.
Right. Yeah, I think Spider-Man. It is maybe in pre-prod or something. I don't know if it is confirmed Tom Holland. But then again, that like Naughty Dog games are very cinematic anyway.
Yeah,
like
a
Last of Us would be great as a series. Yeah. Like imagine the first season of The Walking Dead when it was actually cool.
Yeah. Oh, hot take. Zing. Take that, Andrew Lincoln.
It's like a soap opera now.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, they're just doing the same shit.
I haven't seen it for a long time.
Like, whatever. But yeah, like A Last of Us would be pretty fucking cool.
But again, what would we see on screen? Just the same story that we played. Do you know what I mean? Like, what we getting from it?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what would be a really good kind of litmus test for that, right? Is The Witcher. Netflix's The Witcher.
Sure.
With Henry Cavill as
I think I can work though, because that was a book beforehand, wasn't it?
It was a book
series. So I think that has enough kind of depth to do it.
Yeah.
Bit of an out there one, but a game that I really like.
And Crusader Kings 2.
No. Spreadsheet, the game. The film. I think a really cool film could be made out of Brutal Legend. You remember Brutal Legend?
Oh, yes.
No.
Brutal Legend was an Xbox 360 game.
Oh, right,
game.
Sorry. Yeah. Every time that name, I always say that. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah.
That sounds terrible. Yeah. Obviously, Jack Black is already, he couldn't be him in that, though, because obviously he's quite old now, Jablinski. But the
Jablinski games.
But that was a great game, and the world of it is really cool.
Yeah,
I think so. That would be
with the whole
kind of
metal aesthetic.
It would be like Little Nicky.
Yeah.
All right, on that, right?
About that?
With Double Fine, what about? Did any of you ever play Psychonauts?
Yeah,
I never played it, but I've known.
Psychonauts is a series, right, where each episode you're going into someone else's psyche.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could be really cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like a cartoon, though, or a kid's thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
maybe. Could be.
Inside Out.
Like a Pixar kind of style.
Yeah, Inside Out.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Doom, doom.
Right, cool. Well, let's move on to that. Player 2. Do you foresee games as a service dying out anytime soon, especially in times where streaming games could be pushed as the norm? And he, of course, used the hashtag AskATG to ask us this question on Twitter.
Cheers,
good work.
Good work.
What do you guys think?
When you say games as a service.
Right, so
games
as a service is like an online game that, you know, if you think of like Rainbow Six Siege, where they're in entering year 3 or 4 of their content.
Mm-hmm.
Division 2 is a games as a service. So in other words, where you play the game, maybe you finish the single player component, but there's more afterwards, the end game. They try and keep you sticking around. They've got events, they've got this, they've got the other, and they're trying to monetize you as you go along. A good example of this, I guess, is Destiny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're playing together. I guess it kind of like, even World of Warcraft, way back when they had like subscriptions and all that stuff, that was a games as a service.
You'd pay
more kind of transparent, where it's like, oh, you're paying monthly for this.
Yeah.
But even stuff like Fortnite, Apex Legends, these are games as a service.
Yeah. So basically, every single game.
Yeah. every modern game.
Every single game.
Because before it was like, hey, here's this game. Even if it had a multiplayer component, it's like, here's this game, and we're done now. We're moving on to the next thing. Whereas now it's like...
I miss that sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. But now it's like games that come out and it's like, no, this needs to be a thing that we can continue to monetize for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like Anthem is a games as a service.
Mm. I think you're only going to see more of that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think what Player 2 says is, especially in times where streaming games could be pushed as the norm, I think that's just a natural evolution as the games as a service.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like
it'll be integrated, right?
Yeah.
I hate the idea of streaming games.
Yeah?
Genuinely hate it.
Give us your hot take on it.
Because I think, because I don't...
Not that I disagree with
you. No. Because I think there's something... It's slightly different to physical media and stuff like Blu-ray, because at least with Blu-ray you can then kind of go on to own it, whereas if you can only stream a game,
if
there's a power cut or your internet connection is not strong enough, you just flat out cannot play that game.
And
you don't feel like you kind of own it properly.
And I
don't know, someone who maybe doesn't have the strongest internet connection in the world, I think the fact that you lose out because of that, because of technical things, I don't think it's...
Or even worse than that, what if something like, let's say you are using Google Stadia as an example, okay? And what happens when Google and EA have a falling out?
Well, yeah.
And then EA's like, well...
And they lose the benefit.
Yeah, they're like, well, fuck you, we're taking all EA games off of your platform.
Yeah.
And then you're left with a hunk of junk.
Yeah.
That you bought.
Exactly. It's almost like what happened with Disney's streaming service that they're going to launch and taking all the Disney stuff away from Netflix.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, if you wanted Netflix because you wanted the Disney films for your kids or whatever, or you're just a kid at heart.
Yeah.
Like, now you're kind of like, well,
there's no point of me staying.
Especially now there's a myriad of stores out there. There's so many.
Yeah.
There's
too many. It's
too many. Yeah. Too many. Already too many, let alone, I mean, I know I said that as somebody plays on PlayStation, not like on PC, where there's, you know.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like on PlayStation, like, okay, with Apex Legends, in order for you to play, what do you need to do?
Yeah, you need to sign up.
You need to sign up, create an Epic account. So therefore, you've created this account. That's why, like, I don't understand where people are trying to defend the whole console thing versus PC. It's like, oh, you know, consoles don't need to have different launches. It's like, yeah, you're right. You don't need to have different launches.
But you need to sign up to certain things too.
Yeah, I mean, technically, on my desktop, I can just double-click on the game rather than double-click on the store and then launch it through the...
Oh, mate, show off.
Just saying. But the point is, you need accounts for all of those ones.
Yeah, you do.
And then... you kind of, so many of them are out there, you'd lose track on like what is where, and it's just a nightmare. And they keep on getting like emails like from the Epic Store, fucking The Witness is for free today. And it's like, okay. And then a fucking thing on my desktop pops up, The Witness is free. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Play
like,
it.
Yeah.
Fucking
play
up.
It.
It's Rasheen. Just messaging.
Yeah, it's just
constantly.
It's Rasheen behind.
It's great. I love
please,
it.
Please play it with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm stuck at this thing with the sun.
No, I don't like playing with other people.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah. But yeah, look, I think it's something you're only going to see more of.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Unfortunate. All right, last question of the day. Trashy. Do you guys think that loot box systems will take over gaming? And a follow-up question, do you like my dog? So obviously this is a podcast where we are verbalizing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I will have to verbally indicate what picture of his dog
looks
like.
Just close my eyes and think
about his dog.
It's basically just a dude wearing a shark suit, but it's a pink shark suit, and it looks vaguely sexual.
Why is it called dog?
It's hot.
Well, because he called it a dog, because he's on all fours, but it's, just, it's weird.
Okay.
I'll let
Trashy know.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you, Trashy.
Addressing that one offhand.
How did Trashy know what I like?
Oh, wow. I kind of get the feeling that Trashy has had sexual relations with this quote-unquote dog. But hey, that's not for me to say.
Hey, he's human.
But hey, legally that's a minefield, isn't it? But that's... But hey,
do you think loot boxes are taking over the...
Hey, Trashy, you do you, or do a shark.
Whee!
Whatever.
All right, but yeah.
Well, that's a bit late, isn't it?
They already have.
There you go. That's the end of that one.
Little shark puppies.
Yeah.
Oh. Chris is still talking about it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys think that loot box systems will take over gaming?
Yes.
Yes.
Already
have.
Well, you see, I would say because it's already happened, I think we are on the tail end of loot crates and loot box systems. I think we are moving towards more a season pass, battle pass kind
of style.
It's just
semantics, really. Dressed up.
Dressed up
in a different suit.
Yeah. Whether it's Simpsons Tapped Out and the Quickie Mart or the Golden Chests in Elder Scrolls Blades. Yeah.
They're all loot boxes.
It's all the same shit. It's money for something. And I guess kind of what I alluded to when you guys said you dropped some money on Tapped Out, like, not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, the bad thing comes in when game publishers, like we saw that one patent from, was it Activision or was it EA?
One of them.
Scummy ones. Where they were like, oh, we'll matchmake you with someone who's got better items than you, and that way you will feel compelled.
Oh, yeah, that's awful.
Like, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it a level playing field.
Pay to win is...
Yeah, let's keep it a level playing field where there are no shittery bullshit things happening in the background to make you lose or make you envious or whatever, and then just have the loot boxes as either cosmetic or... Personally, I quite like the season pass way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something to work towards, sink a bit of money, it's fine. Like each year...
Capitalism at its finest.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know this
hey, if you want to reason it, that's fine.
This isn't the Soviet Empire, Rasheen. Comrade Rasheen.
I wish it was.
Right, anything else you guys want to say?
I don't know. It's still gambling will always be about, like, and people and they make money off of that. So I don't think it's like, as I said, it's just dressed up in a different suit.
Yeah,
so,
wolf in different sheep's clothing. Am I right, guys?
Thank you for the better analogy than mine.
That's right.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Scum. Subhuman scum.
Scum.
Well, it's interesting, right? Like, I look at Apex.
Yes.
right, which is a game I thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
I have not spent a single cent in that game.
Neither have I.
Have you? Oh, I was going to say. Have you?
No, I haven't. No.
But it, their system is so unobtrusive that I don't feel like I need to, which is great. It's a good thing, right?
So then, put the game first.
But then, but then at one point I was like, oh man, I feel really sorry for these guys. Like, who's going to buy these loot crates? Like, you're just playing the game. They've got a decent amount of progression.
Oh, man, people will, man.
No, they
always will.
People will.
It was some, I don't have it with me now, but Apex was like the most profitable free-to-play game ever in its first month. Ever.
Well, people like above, to consume.
Yeah, above Fortnite, above all of these things. And I was like, wow, okay, fair play. You know, they've kind of cracked it.
Because it's a good game, they're like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think another part of that as well is because when you first play, two characters are locked. Not behind paywalls, but you have to play. You have to play, well, you can, but you can pay to get the same things to unlock those characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now the third character as well.
And now there's another one, yeah. So I think that's probably a big component of it, I would say. That being said, those two characters are probably the worst ones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mirage is quality.
Mirage is fine, but he doesn't really have that much of a strategic advantage, you see what I mean? Like, if you're playing on your own, it's fun.
I know, compared to the others, there's nothing to say that he's OP over the others.
No, he's not. Plus, his ult is rubbish.
What is it?
Fair enough.
He goes invisible and there's loads of...
Decoys
around him.
Of him.
But then it's incredibly obvious that...
Who's that?
In the decoys, that none of them are you, so...
You just wait.
So you just walk away.
He looks like the coolest character. Weird. He's always like taking selfies with his decoy.
He's the funniest character. He's
really, I think he's a douche.
Oh, well.
Chris wants to be him.
Yeah. No, I mean,
they did model him after me, right? So, there's that. Right, guys. Anyway, that is all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can, of course, ask us questions that we will... Well,
I thought you put the middle finger up.
I don't know why I did that. I did the rock on.
Sam from 101 Facts is busy giving gangster signs to the camera.
I did the rock on sign, and I thought afterwards, what the hell am I doing?
What are you doing? Right. Yeah. So ask us questions using the hashtag AskATG on Twitter. Check us out at All Time Gaming TV. And, you know, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, etc. Buy our merch.
Please.
And give this podcast 5 stars because we are a 5-star podcast. And go subscribe to 101 Facts.
Go on, do it. Sam, actually dare you.
I dare you.
What videos can they look forward to?
Gosh, let me think. We've just uploaded our second video that we've ever done about Game of Thrones, which goes into a lot more detail than the first one, which is very nice. We're doing one this week on Infinity War specifically.
Oh, yes.
And next week, in a slight change of pace, we're doing a video all about dogs.
I love it. Game of Thrones, Infinity War, and dogs.
Dogs. So check that out. That's going to be a great video.
That's going to be your biggest, most watched video of the month.
Here's hoping. Thanks for having me, though, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And with that, guys, thank you very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.